life, my parents taught us those rules and principles using little pithy sayings. You know, the acorn didn't fall far from the oak, or don't put the cart before the horse. And those things are still playing in my head at 70-some years old. But they speak a truth. And although we say don't put the cart before the horse, we know sometimes in life we do. We put something in the front of something else and it's not going to get us very far if the horse is behind the cart. But we still go our own way and do our own thing and try to make that happen. We trust in what was really less than trustworthy, and we rely on things that are not really reliable. But at the end of the parable this morning, Jesus asked a question that I find very curious and yet also disturbing. When the Son of Man comes, will he find any faith on earth? Are we all going to grow weary and give up? I remember St. Gregory the Great wrote a book called The Pastoral. And in The Pastoral, Gregory describes his relationship with God. And the visual he uses is a ladder. And Gregory says in his spiritual life, he walked one rung at a time up to the top of the ladder. And when he got to the top of the ladder, it flipped. And now he was at the bottom again. So he had to climb up the ladder again, and it flipped. And this became quite regular and almost constant. And Gregory began to think maybe God didn't want him, until he realized that every time the ladder flipped, his desire to be close to God grew. The importance of praying consistently and persistently is that we put ourselves in touch with God's desire to have us become who he is, or how he is, our desire to continue to be close to him. But I think so often in life, we view ourselves as the horse, and we're not. I don't have the power to do everything. I don't have the vision that's complete. I'm the cart. And my one job, although I have a purpose, I'm not the power in the story. Arnold Toynbee, anybody familiar with Arnold Toynbee? He wrote The History of the World, a huge book, a huge epic. And at the end of the epic, he has a significant paragraph that he penned. He wrote, "When we began this work, we found ourselves looking at a great parade of marchers. But as it passed, the marchers all fell one by one by the wayside, and now only one marcher remains, growing larger and larger with each step." And he was talking about Christ. Only one remains for all time, the Christ. And he's the horse. I'm the cart. St. Paul echoes Christ's desire and his, his concern for his disciples in his letter to Timothy. He says to Timothy, "You must remain faithful to what you have learned and believed. Stay with the task, whether convenient or inconvenient, and never lose patience. The struggle's worth it. God is not far or distant, he's close. He wants to draw us closer and closer and closer with every breath and with every prayer. That widow caught the eye of that judge because she wouldn't give up. You can just imagine that this judge sitting way up on the dais and this little old widow down there shaking her finger at him, and you're going to do this for me, or you're going to get it. And he says, I'm afraid of this lady. I'm going to give her what she wants. If she could do that, how do you think a good and gracious God is going to respond to our consistent prayerful pleas? Is he going to deny us? Parents, would you deny your children anything that was good for them because you love them? If you do that for your children, St. Luke says, imagine what God will give those people who beg for the Holy Spirit. He'll answer their prayers. The main job of the cart is one and only. It's to follow the horse. And that way both horse and cart get to a good end. St. Luke says, where'd it go? There it is. Will not God then secure the rights of his chosen ones who call out to him day and night? I tell you, he will see to it that justice is done for them speedily. But then comes the haunting question. But when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth? Each of our answers is important. Will he find faith on this earth? And if he will, maybe we're like Aaron and Hur, holding up somebody else's arms so that God wins the battle. You have an important part to play in this. Don't deny it, and don't give up.